Unit 24, Exercise 47.
I really didn't feel like going to the cinema last night, as I had looked up what was on the internet and I couldn't find anything I really wanted to go and see. So I was quite surprised when I found myself seeing a film that really made an impression on me, and I want to share this experience with you about how it made me feel. The film was called Intouchables, and I was getting ready for the usual American tear-jerking commercial-type film. But it wasn't like that. First of all, I was pleasantly surprised to find that it was a French production, and that in itself made me think more highly of it. I had become so critical of the majority of the glizzy American films out there. The plot is strongly character-based. A quadriplegic aristocrat, Philippe, who was injured in a paragliding accident, requires a live-in full-time carer. A young Senegalese offender, Driss, Omar Sy, turns up for an interview, but he is not really looking to get the job. He just needs to turn up for the interview to get his unemployment papers to be signed. However, he is hired, and the two get to know and learn from each other, to collide before connecting and eventually developing a close friendship. The film appears to be on the surface as a classic buddy comedy film. However, this is not the case at all, and the script is very cleverly written. Driss is full of bravado and extremely funny, but it is his gentleness and vulnerability that make you fall in love with him. And his great dancing! Philippe engages us by using his sharp wit, letting us into his mind while he takes pleasure in playing around with the people in his life. This is definitely a film that I recommend going to see as a portrayal of beautiful and honest friendships. It has made me laugh and cry. The final cherry on the cake was the last shot of the real protagonists, where we find out that it was based on a true story. Sometimes you have to reach into someone else's world to find out what is missing in your own.